Hello, everybody. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia on the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territories of the Musqueam people. My name's Alec Christensen, and for the next 90 minutes, I'm going to be playing new and old songs from Vancouver and beyond. We're going to start with Tough Age, who you were just listening to with their song Guess Not, and we're going to hear Not Bad, which is from the same EP. I hope you enjoy. That was Not Bad by Tough Age. Again, my name's Alec Christensen. You're listening to CITR 101.9. That album comes from Tough Age, who are based out of Vancouver and Toronto. They're a tremendous group, and both those songs are B-sides to their single Unclean. I recommend checking it out when you have time, and they're an incredible group who deserve time and talent, up and coming. A couple of great albums under their belt, and I'm excited to see what comes from them. According to songwriter Eric Hutchinson, there's something in the water. That's the name of his new album, at least, and we're going to listen to the self-titled track from that album. It's a great song. I hope you enjoy it.
That's how it goes. Melting my pain away.
What an incredible song. I think he's right. There is something in the water, and it has given him insane amounts of talent. If you haven't listened to any songs by Eric Hutchinson, I recommend starting with Something in the Water. It's a great album, and that's one of the best songs on it. Next up, we're going to listen to Mac DeMarco, one of my favorite Canadian artists. As I grew up in America, he was always a big deal amongst me and my friends, and his new album is incredible. We're going to listen to the song Dreams from Yesterday. I think it's personally one of the most underrated songs on the album, but it is incredible nonetheless, and his music record is consistently amazing. Please enjoy Dreams from Yesterday off Mac DeMarco's record, This Old Dog.
Once your dreams come knocking at your door, it's time to realize you aren't dreaming anymore. And once your life is set to settle down, take a look around you, no more dreaming to be found. So why then are you crying? It was you who denied them. No amount of tears can roll back all the years, bring back all your dreams from yesterday. It's got it set up. A closer look reveals just how empty you can feel. Once a dream is finally put to bed, rest up, sleepy head. Might as well be dead. So why then are you crying? It was you who denied them, and no amount of tears roll back all the years, bring back all your dreams from yesterday.
Turn around, baby. I'm crying, loving my heart.
What an incredible song. That was Runaway by OK Vancouver OK. When I first moved here, I was trying to find as many local artists as I could just to get plugged into the city and the culture here. And these guys stood out right away. I think they do an incredible job of capturing the feel of Vancouver. And I'm excited because I just found out today, actually, they're mixing a new album currently. They went on hiatus for a bit, but they have new stuff in the works. And it's going to be incredible when it starts to come out. So I'm very excited for that. And I'm sure we'll be hearing a lot about it here at CITR. And next up, we're going to be listening to a song that I really love. Last month, Courtney Barnett and Kurt Vile released a collaborative album titled Lot of Sea Lice. The song is one of my personal favorites from them. And it's a reimagining of Vile's song Peeping Tom Boy. And this is Peeping Tom. I hope you enjoy.
From the ceiling on meat hooks. In an adjacent room, a man was in bed with two deceased females, also wearing lingerie. He positioned their arms in a sexy embrace. Down the hall, a man holding a chainsaw stood over the motionless body of a sixth woman, lying on a table covered in plastic. These are scenes from a popular music video by a Grammy Award-winning artist. If we want violence against women to stop, shouldn't we stop treating it like entertainment? Join the conversation at #NotOkay.
Thousands of opinions are at our fingertips, but are all opinions informed? Does your information have a source? Is your social feed based on fact? Only facts can uncover the truth. Professional journalists are committed to balanced and nonpartisan reporting, to independent commentary. They cut through the spin to give you the information and perspective you need. Journalism is essential to democracy. A watchdog over the powerful, an independent voice. Journalism is more important than ever.
Hey everyone, you're listening to CITR 101.9 on the ancestral, unceded, and traditional home of the Musqueam people. I'm broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia, and my name is Alec Christensen. Right now I'm just kind of giving some of my favorite songs, new and old. We just listened to Courtney Barnett and Kurt Vile's Peepin' Tom. And now I'm going to talk about a song that's not brand new, but one I really love. Brian Wilson once described Phil Spector and the Ronettes' is Be My Baby as one of the greatest songs ever to live. He said when he first heard it, he stopped his car and freaked out. This is the Beach Boys' lead singer, by the way. The song, according to Wilson, changed music forever, and he knew it as soon as he heard it. He says he's listened to the song over 1,000 times since. Recently, within the last 4 years, the Vancouver band Hey Ocean covered the song, and this came across my radar in the last couple days. Being a lover of the song as I am, because I'm a big Brian Wilson fan, I thought we could play both songs, new and old, and compare them. So here's a mashup of Be My Baby by the Ronettes and the new version by Hey Ocean. I hope you like it.
Oh, just wait and see. For every kiss you give me, I'll give you three. Oh, since the day
That was a mashup of Be My Baby with the traditional version by the Ronettes and a contemporary version by Hey Ocean. Personally, I have to side with the classic, seeing that it is a classic. However, I give my props to the Ronettes for doing an incredible job of making a very classic, very old song, and giving it a really contemporary and really well done modern version. I think that those guys have a lot going for them. That came out in 2013, and they've got quite a great resume. So I would recommend checking out Hey Ocean, another Canadian band that I love. Before we really get too much into the bulk of today's show, I want to take a moment to talk about the passing of artist Lil Peep. He was reported to have died last night, and officials are fairly confident it was a drug overdose. He was only 21 years old, and he is a prime example of the young artists today who kind of, they don't cut the corners, but they buck the system, and they do a really incredible job at creating their brand and getting their art out there. And whether you're a fan of SoundCloud rap or not, or his music or not, or any of his contemporaries' musics or not, I tend not to be, but I think acknowledging that these young people are really talented is essential to fostering art and the next generation of art. And the way that these guys do it, often on their own, building their own brand and having massive followings, is something that we can't deny these guys. His passing, of course, is a tragedy, and I send my condolences to his friends and family, as he was obviously lost too soon. But in honor of him, we're going to listen to his song Ben's Truck, which is one of my favorites from him. Rest in peace, Lil Peep.
Thank you. goth boy clip.
I rolled me with a brand new bitch in the back of the club with the goth boy clip. Iced out teeth on the iced out whip with the limousine tents. If you saw my dick, friends with a show when you in the men's truck. Always on fuck, tell the bitch good luck. Always on fuck, cause it just came up. Jaws in my nose, good jaws in my cup.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Next up, I want to talk about what's happening in Europe, in the UK specifically, in terms of young artists. As I mentioned when we were talking about Lil Peep a minute ago and his tragic passing, young artists are obviously our future, and I think there's a significant number of them that aren't getting their fair share in North America. These guys are young British men, musicians, and I have my roommate to thank for introducing me to this genre of music. It's called grime, and for your maybe first taste of it, we're going to listen to a song called Bestie. Excuse me, a song called Fisherman by Jay Huss. I hope you enjoy.
Two gal on my side, me in the middle, into and foreign like Lidl. Bad be a call or a smiggle. Yes, you want wiggle. I'm a PIMP, left their brain in a pickle.
Got two gal on my line. One is official, one heard the other one, I think I'm in a pickle. Wanna screw, I just giggle, remember when I never had a nickel. Now I'm counting money
you
when
see
I
me
fiddle.
Off the minivan. You never see the way I came, looking like a fisherman. I can't stop, I'm a busy man, holding fire for hell, man. You see me up out the minivan. You never see the way I came, looking like a fisherman. I can't stop, I'm a busy man, holding fire for hell, man.
My life's a movie for cinema. Sorry, I won't be home for dinner, ma. Put the food in the microwave. I spot a catfish from miles away. Dog filter to hide your face. You ain't a winner, you're a wiener. Move that girl.
and she's too Ina. Can't see me, John Cena. She fell in love with a cheater, but she gon' cry if I leave. She keeps calling me. She just wants out of me. I told her stay far from me. I told her stay far from me. But she's like, nah, man, I love ya. But I can't love a chick, cause I'm a hustler. And I'm with Huston Miss, they wanna touch us. But they can't touch a thing, cause you're a buster. You won't bust your thing.
You see me up out the minivan. You never see the way I came. Looking like a fisherman. I can't stop, I'm a busy man. Pulling the fire for hella, man. You see me up out the minivan. You never see the way I came. Looking like a fisherman. I can't stop, I'm a busy man. Pulling the fire for hella, man. I'm the leng man in the rain. One girl by my side by the name of Lorraine. She complain, got all the fishes wanna follow me. She know me too well, cause she study criminology. I'm all about quality, not quantity. Grab the bunda, cause it's my property. You can look, but don't touch it, please. Cause I'm the jealous type and that bothers me. Come on, I smoke your fat head like they never told ya. Just smoked a fat head, cause I'm never sober. Fisherman slash Casanova. Guarantee I get my thing before the dance is over. Before the dance is done up, real fisherman makes those girl get on up. My roll with a finger one up. Real fisherman, please don't get
burned up. You see me up out the minivan. You never see the way I came. Looking like a fisherman. I can't stop, I'm a busy man. Holding the fire for hella, man. You see me up out the minivan. You never see the way I came. Looking like a fisherman. I can't stop, I'm a busy man. Holding the fire for hella, man.
Two gal on my side. Me in the middle, into and foreign like Lidl. Bad be a call or a smiggle. Yeah, she want wiggle. I'm a P-I-M-P, left her brain in a pickle.
That was Jay Huss with Fisherman. A perfect example of the genre known as grime. It comes from the UK. And I think traditionally when we think about the UK, we think of bands like the Beatles and maybe bands from Manchester like Oasis. However, lately when I think of UK, I've been thinking a lot of London, and I've been thinking a lot of grime, and Jay Huss is a great grime artist. I think one thing that really appeals about grime is how young these artists are and how talented they are, and it really just proves that young people, when they have the opportunity, they can make incredible art. So, we're going to listen to a couple more songs, but first I want to talk about the origins of grime. It comes from the early 2000s, and it started in East London. It started heavily on pirate radio and was originally a very underground genre, but has began to receive international attention in recent years, and I hope that attention continues to grow, and maybe even after listening to some of these songs, you might be a new grime fan. The genre has gotten a lot of criticism. A British MP called grime artists boasting macho idiot rappers. Obviously a very old thing to say to someone, maybe. I don't know. Very conservative, maybe. I think that giving these young artists like their fair chance is important, and we need to, instead of bashing them, trying to find parts of the music that we enjoy, because every genre has something for everybody. And that's something we need to keep in mind, especially when these new genres with these young artists come up and they are pioneering something new and something different. We should celebrate it, not push it, and we should not try and keep it from becoming the mainstream. Maybe we should invite it in instead. A lot of comparisons have been made between grime and punk rock and how they started by kind of bucking the system. I talked about that earlier with Lil Peep and a lot of the young artists in America, and that genre, or that notion maybe of bucking the system and not selling out to the record labels in the industry at first and really charting your own course as an artist and as a genre, as a group of artists, is really admirable. So as grime and punk rock are, while maybe not obviously closely related nonetheless, we're going to listen to DOA with their song, DOA.
Hey, yeah, fuck you, baby, I think I'm dead.
That's a great anthem by a great band. I think one of the main reasons that a lot of people compare grime to punk rock is because they challenge political norms, whether it be musical, the politics of the music industry, or the politics of government and society. Artists in the punk and grime genres are not afraid to say how they feel. If you like grime and want to check out more, I'd suggest listening to Dave, who has a great song about the current climate or the political climate in the UK, and they really don't hold back, which is important and something, again, I think we should encourage in artists. Before we move on, I want to listen to one more song from the genre of grime. This is called Bestie. I think you'll enjoy it.
She my bestie. That's right. They say that we're too friendly, friendly, we're too friendly. No lie. You know I make time for we.
Oh, nah, nah, yeah.
When I'm joking, I finish. You know that I'm creeping to your house finally.
Oh, nah, nah, yeah.
We're keeping it low key, but these days you're doing the most now.
Yo, I got notes, I get picked. I really had Madison in the. Madison Lee took her to the Radisson, spent about three. She don't even know my real name. She asked for D. Her friends, yeah, pre them a pre. She got waste man on her case that we spend in the pit. She can't believe that I f her for free. Jewels on, you know me. Hey girl,
hey girl,
what's good?
What's good?
Where you from?
Where you from?
The head.
You'd have thought that I was ace the way I'm giving her wood. She knew I was paid in full from the jug.
I tell her she my bestie, bestie, she my bestie. That's right. They say that we're too friendly, friendly, we're too friendly. No lie. You know I make time for we.
Oh, nah, nah, yeah.
When I'm joking, I finish. You know that I'm creeping to your house finally.
Oh, nah, nah, yeah.
We're keeping it low key, but these days you're doing the most now.
Yo, let me show you the whiff.
Let me show you.
Pretty boy, fam, I take a boy's base. Sweet boy, they wanna know like I'm deaf. They don't wanna see my yellow face turn up in a riff. Man, it's up. I see most my old things loved up. Don't make me slide in the DM with a love struck. Yeah, I know they love this young buck. Many men had a girl from me. They got them on lock, but I got the key. They blocked me on Insta, so I can't pre. Man, I'll come and take their wife away. Many men had a girl from me. They got them on lock, but I got the key. They blocked me on Insta, so I can't pre. Man, I'll come and take that
away. I tell her she my bestie, bestie, she my bestie. That's right. They say that we're too friendly, friendly, we're too friendly. No lie. You know I make time for we.
Oh, nah, nah, yeah.
When I'm joking, I finish. You know that I'm creeping to your house finally.
Oh, nah, nah, yeah.
We're keeping it low key, but these days you're doing the most.
She my bestie, bestie, she my bestie.
That's right. They say that we're too friendly, friendly, we're too friendly. You know that I'm creeping to your house finally.
Oh, nah, nah, yeah.
We're keeping it low key, but these days you're doing the most now. Bonnie and Clyde, I love how we ride. Pulled up on a dozen suicide. You know I kill it
boys keep stripping. We can kick it for hours, hoes get the boot by the minute. I tell her, fuck, what, when you do what, you know your body's crazy, but that mind's on burst. I'm what you want, know what you need, when you ask me, what are we? I gotta tell you, you my bestie, she my bestie. That's right. They say that we're too friendly, we're too friendly. No lie. You know I mean time for we. When I'm joking, I finish, you know that I'm creeping to your house, finally. Ooh, la, la, yeah. We're keeping it low-key, but these days you're doing the most now.
Hopefully, you all enjoyed that little segment we did on Grime. There's a huge catalog of music out there from lots of incredible, young, talented artists. And talking about Grime this week really got me thinking about European music that I love. And I don't know if you caught it, but in that last song, they made a passing reference to Bonnie and Clyde. One of my favorite songs of all time, maybe, comes from 1960s France. It's fairly well known. Maybe you've heard it. Maybe you haven't. Hopefully you love it. This is going to be Bonnie and Clyde by Serge Gainsbourg and Brigitte Bardot.
Vous avez lu l'histoire de Jesse James? Comment il vécu? Comment il est mort? Ça vous a plu, hein? Vous en demandez encore? Eh bien, écoutez l'histoire de Bonnie and Clyde. Alors voilà, Clyde a une petite amie. Elle est belle et son prénom c'est
Bonnie.
À eux deux, ils forment le gang Barrow.
Bonnie Parker
et Clyde Barrow.
Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde. Moi, lorsque j'ai connu Clyde autrefois, c'était un gars loyal, honnête et droit.
Il faut croire que c'est la société m'a définitivement abîmé.
Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
Qu'est-ce qu'on n'a pas écrit sur elle et moi?
On prétend que nous tuons de sang-froid.
C'est pas drôle, mais on est bien obligé
de faire taire celui qui se met à gueuler. Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
Chaque fois qu'un policeman se fait buter,
qu'un garage ou qu'une banque se fait braquer,
pour la police, ça ne fait pas de mystère.
C'est signé
Clyde Barrow,
Bonnie Parker, Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
Maintenant, chaque fois qu'on essaie de se ranger,
de s'installer tranquille dans un meublé,
dans les trois jours, voilà le tac-tac-tac.
Des mitraillettes qui reviennent à l'attaque. Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
Un de ces quatre, nous tomberons ensemble. Moi je m'en fous, c'est pour Bonnie que je tremble.
Quelle importance qu'il me fasse la peau. Moi, Bonnie, je tremble pour Clyde Barrow. Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
De toute façon, il ne pouvait plus s'en sortir.
La seule solution c'était mourir.
Mais plus d'un les a suivis en enfer.
Quand sont morts Barrow et Bonnie Parker, Bonnie and Clyde, Bonnie and Clyde.
That song has had a profound effect on the music world. Serge Gainsbourg is one of the most well-regarded French artists of all time, and his Wikipedia page describes him as a singer, songwriter, pianist, film composer, poet, painter, screenwriter, writer, actor, and director, a Renaissance man in the most Renaissancean way one can be. I love that song with all my heart, and its effect on the music industry is undeniable. We've got another song from Europe for you. This is from Belgium. The song has been featured in numerous movies and commercials. It's really well known, and it might be one of the most famous European non-English songs to chart in North America. It's not Despacito, one, because Despacito isn't European, and two, because the song is way better. This is Plastic Bertrand with Sa Plan Pour Moi.
Sur mon lit à bouffer sa langue en buvant en mon whisky. Quant à moi, peu dormi, vie débris. Mais j'ai dû dormir dans la gouttière où j'ai eu un flash. Ouh-ouh-ouh. En quatre couleurs. Allez hop, un matin, une louloute est venue chez moi. Poupée de cellophane, cheveux chinois. Un sparadrap, une gueule de bois. A bu ma bière dans un grand verre en caoutchouc. Comme un indien dans son igloo. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Moi, 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 moi. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Allez hop, la nana, quel panard, quelle vibration de s'envoyer sur paillasson. Limer, ruiner, vider, combler. You are the king of the divan. Qu'elle me dit en passant. Ooh, I am the king of the divan. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Moi, 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 moi. Ça plane pour moi. Ooh, ça plane pour moi. Allez hop, t'occupe, t'inquiète, touche pas ma planète. Today, que le ciel me tombera sur la tête et que la colle me manquera. Ça plane pour moi. C'est marre à tout casser, l'évier, le bar me laissant seul. Comme un grand connard. Le pied dans le plat. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Moi, 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 moi. Ça plane pour moi.
Another incredible non-English song to come out of Europe. Sa Plan Pour Moi has been featured in numerous movies and commercials, as I said. However, I just found out recently, earlier today actually, that the song, as well as all four of of Plastic Bertrand's first albums weren't sung by Plastic Bertrand. It came out in a 2010 court when a court-appointed expert revealed that the voice we hear is Lou Dupreez, not Plastic Bertrand's. Lou Dupreez is a composer who helped write the song, and I don't quite know the entire story, but I do know that he sang the song as well. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be back in a couple minutes. You're listening to CITR.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smokey every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
You heard it here, folks. Check out Discorder magazine. You're listening to CITR 101.9. I'm Alec Christensen, and I've just been playing for the last hour now music that I love. We just got done listening to some music from the UK and from mainland Europe, namely France and Belgium. I was going to play a song in Portuguese next. This band, Os Mutantes, comes from Brazil, and their most famous song, A Minha Menina, debuted in 1968. When I was going to go add the song to the playlist, though, I made an incredible discovery. They just dropped a new song. It came out last week, and I love it. It's in English, not Portuguese. But does that really change anything? Enjoy the song. It's called Black and Gray.
Little scared.
after 50 years, they've still got it. That's right, it's been 50 years since their biggest, arguably, song came out. And their new song is still amazing. Next up, we're going to be listening to a couple songs from the U.S. I'm from the U.S., so I want to share a little bit of song, a little bit of the music that I love. And in my opinion, the state's biggest contribution to pop culture and the most uniquely American genre of music seems to be country. Country music isn't limited to the U.S., however, I think it is most rooted in the United States. I'm not a huge fan of modern country music, but some of the classics are great. This next song is one of my absolute favorites. It's Rick Nelson with Lonesome Town.
There's a place where lovers go to cry their troubles away, and they call it Lonesome Town, where the broken heart stays. You can buy a dream or two to last you all through the years, and the only price you pay is a heart full of tears. Going down to Lonesome Town, where the broken heart stays. Going down to Lonesome Town to cry my troubles away. In the town of broken dreams, the streets are filled with regret. Maybe down in Lonesome Town I can learn to forget. Maybe down in Lonesome Town I can learn to forget.
Wow. Hopefully that didn't make you cry too much. Rick Nelson is one of the greats, and that song probably embodies that better than any other one can. Who's to say, though? Not me. Next up, we have a new American song. Hailing from Los Angeles, this girl is 15 years old. She's one of my favorite artists working today, and young artists definitely seem to be a theme on today's episode. The song comes from her debut album called Don't Smile at Me. This is Billie Eilish with My Boy.
My boy's being sus. He was shady enough, but now he's just a shadow. My boy loves his friends like I love my split ends, and by that I mean he cuts them off.
What?
My boy, my boy, my boy. My boy's being sus, and he don't know how to cuss. He just sounds like he's trying to be his father.
Who are you?
Wow, 15 years old and entirely professional. Billie Eilish is one of the best working artists today, and I have a feeling she'll be one of the best working artists of tomorrow. I'm excited to see what she does. She only has one album out right now, but every song on it is a hit. And not like in a technical sense, it's just really good. Bear with me here. All right, before we go, I have one more song that I want to show you guys. One of my good friends introduced this to me. When I moved to Vancouver. These guys are from California, and their debut self-produced EP just came out in August. I love these guys so much. I had the pleasure of meeting one of them over FaceTime a little bit ago, and I hope to connect with them again very soon. This song is from the band Subtle Orange off their EP, and it's called Memories of June. What an amazing song. I am grateful for that band for existing, putting out one of my favorite EPs that I've heard in a long time, and I'm amazed again at young artists. Some of the best people out there. Listen to their whole EP if you have time. They're called Subtle Orange. The EP is called Subtle Orange. That song you just heard was called Memories of June, but every song on there is incredible. That's it for me today. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you had fun. I know I did. Maybe you found some new music you liked. Maybe you found some old music you liked. Or maybe you heard some songs that you already did like. Regardless, I'm glad we could go on this journey together. And I hope we can do it again soon. From CITR, my name's Alec Christensen. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned in. C1 Radio starts in a few minutes.